It's the Crush 92.5. This is Paso Uncorked from the Paso Robles Wine Country Alliance. We're talking Harvest 2018. We have Linnea Norton here. She's a viticulture logistics manager from Vineyard Professional Services. And Chris Cameron, Broken Earth winemaker. How was Harvest 2018 for you, boss?
Pretty quick, actually. Looked like it was going to start late. Unlike last year where there was a break, this one came in pretty strong. Looked great. I think it's probably some of the best wines we've made yet.
It's interesting because I want to say that over the last few years, it's been a bit of a struggle at some point during harvest. I heard this year was pretty easy. It was pretty laid back and things just came in and there was no big heat spikes or hailstorms or...
No, I think we're our yields held up to roughly last year. And so we've got reasonable expectations for what we're bringing in. The new part of the vineyard though was pretty surprising, but it was a bit cruisy.
Linnea, from your side of things, you work with multiple vineyards, and I'm sure last year when, you know, you get a heat spike and everybody starts freaking out that they got to pick their fruit, that it must be a little intense for you. Was it a little bit easier this year with more mild conditions?
Yeah, you know, it was mild, but it was warm. It stayed warm to hot consistently from July through now, and so it was kind of nice not to have those emergency picks due to shriveling, due to frost. Usually once we approach November, we're terrified about frost and rain, and we didn't get any of that. So it was really nice to be able to pick things when they were right.
And I'm sure running a business from a staff and a financial, you know, standpoint, having consistent weather is probably a lot better than having these emergency areas where you have to grab people, then you have to tell people no, and then...
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, no, there's nothing worse than needing three times as many people for 4 days and then having to lay everybody off for 3 weeks. I mean, it's kind of nice we've been able to have the same crew sizes, both on our hand harvest and our machine harvest side. And we just kind of keep plugging along.
Chris Cameron's here. Linnea Norton, Chris from Broken Earth Winery. What fruit do you feel was king this year?
Probably the variety that's performed most consistently for us over the years. It's actually been Merlot. It's still tough in the marketplace. And I think we've probably got one of the largest single plantings of Merlot, certainly in the district. And, we had new fruit come online, Cabernet Franc this year. The wine's spectacular. First crop, colour, it is so classy, which is, things tend to get really ripe and intense in Paso, but this wine is just, it's so elegant. I'm really excited to get it into oak and see how it works out.
Linnea, one word to describe this harvest?
Warm.
Chris? We'll take that. You hungry? It's Paso Uncorked from the Crush 92.5. If you want more, go to PasoWine.com. This is the Crush 92.5.